This is Dr. Suresh Kumar to report on patient Enolas Detornel, date of 10/30/1959. Coming on, I saw a polypoid mass of proximal ascending colon just for the ileocecal valve, which does now seem like to be removed safely by the regular colonoscopy. Patient is going to be did the biopsy. Patient referred for colonoscopy if possible. For the colonoscopy, the EMR at Orlando Health with Dr. Virada Rajalu. It was also tattooed for the identification, proximal distal to it. Coming out, I saw hepatic fracture, semi-pedicular polyp noted, which will remove the heart stem polyp. Suspect no post polyp and bleeding. The polypoidic area has, because of the thickness, which all cartridges in biopsy and the same jar. This says that it created the white, area, even though it was not active bleeding. So I decided to put a metal clip for good closure of the mucosal fold. It was also tattooed for the identification distal to this polypectomy site in the trans colon. This poly was noted as a hepatic fracture. Rest of the colon are very unremarkable, and it could purpose the rectum and rectal version to normally excursive, pressure, prisma, complicated spanculoscop, cecum, number 2, fatal, and it could purpose number 3. Proximal ascending colon polypoid mass noted, could not be removed completely with the regular colonoscopy. Biopsy was taken, tattooed was done for proximal distal to it. This is just suggestive of the ileocecal valve. For the patient, will be sent to Orlando Health for advanced colonoscopy with endoscopy mucosal resection, EMR. Number 3 patient, the hepatic fracture polyp noted, same hypodenculated, about 1 centimeter diameter, removed heart stem polyp successfully. The polypectomy site was also cauterized, biopsied, and the tattoo was applied distal to it in the proximal transverse colon. Just this was in the proximal transverse colon, and it was a hemostasis clip was applied prophylactically. No bleeding was happening. Rest of the remarkable hemorrhage recommendation. I wait for the heart stent polypectomy, hepatic fracture polyp. If this polyp comes out to be tubular with a seronoma with a high grade dysplasia, then certainly I would recommend patient to have a segmental resection of the hepatic fracture polyp area. And the polypoid mass noted in the number 2 ascending colon polypoid mass, depending on the patient, is going to refer to Orlando Health Advanced Gastroenterology, Dr. Varadarajalu, for colonoscopy if possible, EMR. And then first further care will be depending on the pathology outcome of the polypoid mass. If both of these polypoid mass and the hepatic fracture polyp comes out to be tubular bullous aroma with high grade dysplasia and with invasion, then recommend patient have had arginucleotomy all the way up to the proximal transverse colon. Otherwise, following to the sanitation, please send a copy to the primary care provider, Dr. Ramkishan Loknath, and copy Dr. Padamsari. The episode is January 16th or 22nd, 23rd, 16th or 23rd, patient talk to them.